Hi, I'm Mike Palin.
And I'm Mary Palin.
And we'd like to welcome you to our podcast, which we call
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
You know, all weekend long, Mary and I think about our most recent R-Squared coaching sessions and select just for you some highlights.
Yeah, either a parade of techniques or an ask the experts that we think is going to help you in your business.
And these come from the smartest,
most generous,
and the best trained agents in North America. Just remember, because what happens on R-Squared stays on R-Squared. It's confidential.
So we don't use names.
Now, if you'd like to find out how R-Squared coaching could help you in your business, go to floydwickman.com and you'll find
the most affordable and the most effective coaching program on the planet. And now, here's
Mondays with Mike and Mary. First parade of techniques is renew my subscription to the county foreclosure list.
Ooh.
Because I'm seeing Liz Pendens and pre-foreclosures as a fertile ground for prospecting. And it's only $85 a year. And the good news is most of the people who are getting these notifications have equity. So they have options. They just don't know about them. So do that. Find out where your pre-foreclosures and Liz Pendens are put publicly. And if you have to subscribe, it's peanuts compared to what you can earn from it.
That's really totally awesome. I have a parade of techniques too. Might be kind of a fun thing for you to do. You know how sometimes it can be a drag to call? I have to call again. I have to say, who do you know who? And I just have not been motivated to do it. So here is what I decided to do, says one of our students. I decided to make a recipe book of family favorites. So I had fun with this idea. I came up with my own recipes, and then I started calling people. And she had a lot of calls this weekend. It was like 38 or 40 conversations that she had just this week. And what she did is said, do you have any family recipes? I'm putting together a cookbook and I would love to have your family's best recipe or recipes in it. So she had a conversation. Then, of course, she is receiving them, right, via email. So now she's having a conversation. Thank you. This is great. This is the first appetizer I have for the appetizer section, whatever. Now, her second call is going to be, do you want a copy? Well, of course, they're going to say yes, but now gives her an opportunity to talk about the market and whatever. And her third call is going to be, hey, I tried your recipe. It was great. And because we just came out of Business Breakthrough and we're focused on making videos, the number one way that people communicate in America, right? Like if you're young and sharp and want to build relationship. So what if you did a video, less than 1 minute vertical video saying, I tried your recipe. Look at how it turned out. Oh, I was not as good as, probably not as tall as your mother's angel food cake, but I did my best. And what if you looked them up on Facebook and LinkedIn and deepened your relationship that way? You could even print something there, post something on their Facebook page saying those kinds of things or posting your video. I love it.
Boy, that's enough for an Ask the Experts question. Maybe you do an emerald video and show yourself actually cooking the recipe.
Yeah, I
love
it.
Save the giblets.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I had a really good year. And then Thanksgiving came.
Uh-oh.
And then Business Breakthrough came.
Uh-oh.
What I really want to do is keep my momentum going, even though I've taken a couple weeks back.
Uh-huh.
And make sure I go into January with momentum.
Good.
But my number one challenge is, it's the holiday season. It's the holiday season and lots of distractions. So what should I do? Revisit your lead graveyard. That was number one.
Oh, I love that phrase.
Yeah. Make sure you get organized. As long as you're not going to do as much, get organized. And remember to focus on your goal. This was nice to hear. Subscribe to the free mini course called 12 Days of Commitment.
Hey, by the way, if you forgot or didn't get the memo, it's free, no strings attached, and it started this week, this past week. So just send us an email, info@floydwickman.com. Tell us you want to be in. You're automatically in, completely free. All you got to do is click on something. So it's cool.
Just because things might not be going as fast as they used to, it's more important than ever to plan a schedule and stick to it.
Yeah.
Get yourself booked for the 1st of January. If people put you off now, say, well, let's get together and get the preliminaries over with now. Or I don't want to miss you in January and have to wait all until February. So let's put something together for that first week or second week. Because, and here was two things I really liked. December sets up next year.
Mm-hmm.
What you do in December sets up next year. And the corollary is this. You don't have to do more than you normally do. Just don't do less.
Wow. Smart people in R-squared coaching.
That's the formula for momentum.
I like it. I like it. All right. Here's what someone said on the call. I have a listing. It's not submitted yet, but it is completely signed. And the people are getting a divorce. And I've known them forever. My kids and their kids like each other. I'm heartbroken that they're getting a divorce. But the wife has already moved out. She signed a one-year lease for an apartment. And the hubby's in the house. So it was supposed to go on the market last week, but they asked me to wait. And this week, they asked me to wait. So what do I do? I'm just heartbroken about this divorce, and maybe they could get back together again and then their kids would be happier. And oh, what do I do? How do I motivate the husband to move? He doesn't want to move. And the wife told him he could stay as long as he wants. What do I do? Well, the first piece of advice was wait, listen, touch base. The second piece of advice was be a pro. Don't get in between them. Refrain from giving them marital advice. And then three people in a row said, remove the emotion. Mm-hmm. Remove the emotion. This isn't about you. Get out of it. Here's what someone said. This is your job. They hired you.
They'd say it like that.
Yeah, they okay. did. They hired you to sell the house. For Pete's sake, sell the house. So get going, get your butt over there, get the photos done. And you know what? Someone said, it might be better to take the photos before he has lived there all by himself for very long, because it might be cleaner now than it will be later. There could be neon beer signs in the living room for all you know, come up.
Garter belts February. Hanging from the chandelier.
Oh, stop. But you know, the point really was be a pro, remove the emotion and do what you're supposed to do. Your job. Love that.
I like your advice when you're dealing with a divorcing couple, right? About always telling them both the same message, because you're going to have to, in most cases, communicate the same message two times.
Well, and based on having been at Business Breakthrough, what's the easiest way to do it? Send a video. I'm sending this to both of you so that you both are hearing exactly the same thing. And you can do that, and they know that you're not playing favorites. They know that they're both hearing the same message, not an abridged version, because you already told the other one that you like better.
To all of you who have already subscribed to our free mini course called The 12 Days of Commitment. Thank you very much. And for those of you who haven't, please take a look at it. And remember, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We got commitment going on. Let's go get some listings. That's what it's about.
I'm with you.